Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ. I'm Simon James with the local news for Port Townsend on this Thursday, August 11th, 2022. We had red skies over the Puget Sound at sunrise this morning, accompanied by the sound of foghorns from the Straits. The heavy fog dissipated mid-morning, and residents should expect a mild, sunny afternoon with a high temperature around 67 degrees today. Tonight, the moon is full. This August moon is the last supermoon of the summer. A supermoon is commonly defined as a full moon that occurs while the moon is at its nearest point to Earth. Because its orbit is not a perfect circle, a supermoon is ever so slightly closer to Earth than the average full moon, which makes it extra large and bright from Earth's perspective. Look toward the southeast after sunset tonight to catch a glimpse of the Sturgeon Moon rising. Full moons bring big tides, and big tides often bring ferry cancellations around here. But the most recent cancellation on the Port Townsend-Coopville ferry route was not tidal-related. They were due to mechanical issues. There were no sailings yesterday, August 10th, or for much of the day before that. Ferry service was scheduled to resume this morning with a 9:30 a.m. sailing from Port Townsend. According to the Department of Transportation website, this occurred as planned. The DOT said in a statement that the MV Chetsumoka will replace the MV Salish and resume service on Thursday, August 11th at 9:30 a.m. Reservation holders from the previous day were advised to take alternate routes, and no-show fees were waived. Anyone without reservations for today is also advised to investigate alternate routes, including the Edmonds-Kingston and Mukilteo-Clinton crossings. More info can be found at the WSDOT link included in the text to this broadcast. Yesterday afternoon, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department reported on Twitter it was responding to reports of a downed aircraft near Diamond Point, Washington. By 5:20 p.m., they had located a crash site between Gardner and Diamond Point, and sheriff's deputies from Jefferson and Clallam counties began organizing a search party. According to information released by Cairo News early this morning, a fog bank at the time limited visibility, and it was Whidbey Island Search and Rescue that was eventually able to spot the downed plane through the dense forest. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said a pilot was found dead at the scene, and his body was recovered. There was no flight plan filed for this plane on Wednesday, and it is unknown whether the pilot was en route to or attempting an emergency landing at the Diamond Point airstrip. Investigators are looking into the cause of the crash. The Washington State Department of Health has released its updated COVID-19 guidance for K-12 schools entering the 2022-23 academic year. The guidance takes lessons learned from the first 2.5 years of the pandemic and outlines both required and recommended measures to help reduce COVID-19 transmission in school and childcare settings. You can find a full list of the new school year requirements and guidance at the Department of Health web link listed in the transcript to this broadcast. In general, families can expect limited changes focused on clarifying and simplifying the guidance. Secretary of Health Umair A. Shaw said, "We are entering a new stage of coexisting with COVID-19 in our communities, knowing that COVID-19 is here to stay for the foreseeable future." And he emphasizes the importance of being able to maintain in-person learning for children and the fundamental links between education and long-term health outcomes. As always, the most up-to-date local COVID-19 information, including vaccination clinics, testing, and protocols, is available at jeffersoncountypublichealth.org. A brief update on the situation reported by KPTZ's Jim Burke on Tuesday that has closed the Mountain View Pool and YMCA day camps this week. The Port Townsend City Council's Culture and Society Committee prepared a statement yesterday affirming the city's support for transgender people. According to an article in today's Peninsula Daily News, the draft statement will be presented to the full council for consideration at its next meeting on Monday. The PDN article went on to quote City Manager John Morrow, who spoke at Wednesday's committee meeting, saying that the city had received a number of questions about the incident and that a lot of incorrect information is circulating. The committee reviewed, refined, and eventually approved a statement that will be presented to the full council on Monday, including a proclamation from Mayor David Faber that discrimination and prejudice in any form, especially against transgender people, are unwelcome and have no place in the city of Port Townsend. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.